It's Monday, September 13th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Competing employee benefits amid a challenging hiring environment, and three areas Tech Isle says are solution areas for hybrid work. This is the Business of Tech. Last week, President Biden announced a new federal vaccine mandate, which establishes an OSHA standard for businesses with more than 100 employees to require immunization or testing. For those interested in the reactions, I'm highlighting two Reuters pieces. One focuses on the muted response from the business community, and the other specifically on small businesses. That's the environment of business right now, although the majority of IT service providers will be smaller than the requirements. Which leads to some developments in the world of benefits, too. Amazon announced last week that it will pay 100% of college tuition for its 750,000 hourly employees. Eligible after 90 days of employment, employees can get tuition fees and textbooks covered, and it will also begin covering high school diplomas, GEDs, and English as a second language certifications for employees as well. Ever considered changes to the way people are paid? Per a survey of just over 1,000 U.S. workers, 80% of workers want their wages streamed to their accounts. 81% are likely to take a job with an employer that provides access to earned wages on demand at no cost over an employer that does not. What's streaming? The idea of being paid as a worker earns their salary instead of once or twice a month. Business Insider is reporting on the push of cities and states moving to require disclosures on salaries. California passed the first Right to Know law in 2018, but required applicants to request that information, and similar laws are in place in Maryland, Washington, Toledo, and Cincinnati. This summer, Connecticut, Nevada, and Rhode Island passed laws requiring disclosure of their pay scales to every job seeker, and Colorado's new law includes minimum and maximum pay level disclosure on every job posting. More laws are expected to come. The competition for talent is going to be hard. Gartner's new data says that the talent shortage is the most significant barrier to holding back the majority of emerging technology. And if you're wondering why people aren't coming back to the office, a new poll from Pollfish says 75% want to hang out with their pets, 73% want to watch TV while they work, 72% want to nap or exercise during the day, and 62% are self-conscious about how they look. And 4% of survey respondents said that working remotely was so important to them, they would not go back to work in person even if their employers required it, instead giving up their positions to presumably find other remote opportunities. Now, why do we care? I'm not wading in on the politics of the mandates, just simply observing that this is the landscape. With people remaining the number one expense line item in an IT services business, recruiting and retention should be top of mind. The return to office date is a recurring theme. Today, I want to focus on those benefits. Amazon's hiring power is setting a bar. Their hourly employees now have a package of benefits that's essentially the baseline to compete against. No wonder employers are getting creative, considering things like streaming salaries. I'd never even heard of this, and it perked my attention just for the creative thinking. Those that get creative here are the ones I think have opportunity. That baseline is rising really fast. TechIsle's new research believes 409 million SMB employees will still be in hybrid remote work at the end of 2021. SMBs that are advanced in their approach to IT, so-called enterprise IT, are about twice as likely to achieve the productivity-enabled benefits than the lowest-performing firms, and 30% more likely to realize productivity benefits than the average SMB. The piece here focuses on three solution areas: unified workspace, collaboration, and mobility. A piece of data. TechIsle research has found that 85% of firms deploy unified workspace to support the needs of multi-location and full-time remote or traveling workers. These systems also help IT deliver on crucial goals. 99% of unified workspace adopters see securing and enabling mobility as a critical unified workspace feature, and 95% consider data protection, recovery, and business continuity an important unified workspace attribute. Now, why do we care? I'm doing an MSP pricing panel this week, and as I prepare for that, it's these three areas I'm also thinking about. Why? Because price becomes a lot less relevant when dealing with those issues. Delivering services here around helping businesses outperform is not commoditized. It's just not. Playing here is where the real money is. Join me for the first ever Cisco Provider Elevate two-day virtual event, September 14th and 15th, to start the journey with thought leaders from around the world. With 55 speakers, 22 educational and interactive sessions, networking happy hours, and more, plus a self-assessment to help you grow. I'll be a speaker, and best of all, the event is free. Registration link is right in the show notes. Sign up now, and I'll see you there. Thanks for listening. Back again tomorrow. Talk to you then. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio. Want to reach our listeners? MSPradio.com/engage.